Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about the mother of the six-year-old who shot a teacher. She has been indicted. Did this surprise you?
No, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you have a child who has noted and continuing mental health issues and behavioral issues that were very serious. He tried to strangle a teacher. He sexually assaulted another student. The mother was told to get him into special education. She refused. And then he gets his hands on a loaded gun and brings it to school. That seems to me to be the definition of reckless behavior and child endangerment.
Are we going to be seeing more cases where a parent is held responsible for what a child does, regardless of age?
I think we're seeing that. We saw this with the Highland Park shooter, where the father was charged with helping him buy a gun. We saw those the mother and father in Michigan, where the school shooter showed signs of problems, and the parents took him out and bought him a gun. I think we're going to see that because I think the prosecution, the prosecutors across the country, want to deter this kind of conduct, and our laws for having guns locked up are not really that strong, in my opinion, and therefore, you know, parents don't really have to lock up their guns in most states. But I think if they know they will go to jail if their kid gets their hands on it, maybe that will deter them from this conduct.
I agree. Probably a good idea to hold more people responsible. The Clarence Thomas case. He didn't disclose luxury trips, among other things. We have not heard from Chief Justice Roberts on this, have we? Do you think we will?
You know, we should. The Supreme Court does have rules, and the federal court judges, which applies to the Supreme Court, have rules about disclosing these kinds of things. I don't think there's any controversy that he should have actually disclosed these things. Also, there was money given to certain organizations that were founded by his wife, and it gave his wife a salary. So there were more than just luxury trips. If there was cash given, and I think we just have to have stronger laws here of disclosure, because I think we all need to know what the Supreme Court justices are doing financially. And again, you know, everyone has a political bent. There's no question. I don't even think there's a question anymore that these judges, you know, are wired one way or the other, liberal or conservative. But I think we should know, and I think that we should have written rules and written disclosures. And yes, I think that the Chief Justice should speak out about this.
And according to all the polls, the respect Americans have for those justices has gone down considerably, hasn't it?
It sure has, and this is part and parcel of that. And, you know, one of the justices said, hey, you know what, we're not an elected body, so therefore we're not subject to the rules of legislators. Well, you know, they kind of are an elected body. I mean, they're not, but they're up there. They're a branch of government. They're our third branch of government, and I think we all need to know if they're making decisions about our bodies and about our guns and about our welfare. You know, who's funding them, and what benefits are they getting? It's pretty clear that they're living a public life, and we deserve to know these financial matters.
I think we do. Chicago is getting the convention, the Democratic convention. We have NASCAR coming in. And talk a little bit, Karen, about how all of this affects what the city does and how they deal with increased liability for various things.
Yeah, you can imagine. I mean, just the sound of a car race in Chicago doesn't seems to me like screams lawsuit. But I think we're going to see increased insurance. My guess is that NASCAR has to provide a certain layer of insurance. I assume that there's risk management divisions of these insurance companies that will come in and say, listen, if you're going to have a car race here and we're going to insure you, we need you to do X, Y, and Z. There's going to be police presence, extra security measures, metal detectors. And again, just because something happens doesn't mean the city is liable, but certainly they're going to have a heightened duty because they know they're going to have thousands of people in and all of these other risks attendant to having those people in the city.
And finally, tax deadline approaches. The IRS is getting $80 billion to help them with various things. And the question is this going to help them audit more people? Karen?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's the whole purpose. The purpose is they were going to get $80 billion to fund them to collect more money, and they seem to think that they're going to collect more than $80 billion, otherwise they wouldn't have done it. So I just always tell people it's not a crime necessarily not to pay your taxes, but it is a crime not to file. So you can procrastinate anything you want in your life, but do not procrastinate filing your taxes.
All right. You've been warned by Attorney Karen Conti. Thanks, Karen. Have a good day.
All right, you too.